Now, while over 60% of us expect to work beyond the age of 66, a new study has found that less than a third of us want to do so. But improved longevity, higher living costs and also the delayed eligibility for the state pension is making a later retirement age an inevitability. But what are the attitudes towards age in the workplace and what are the barriers to overcome to make this possible? I'm joined now by Catherine Flynn, Head of Employment and Benefits at William Fry, who carried out the report. Catherine, thank you very much for coming in to us this evening.
Thanks for having me.
So it's very commonplace, the age discrimination in the workplace. 49% of complaints to the Workplace Relations Commission last year
were about
this issue. What type of cases are coming up related to age?
Well, yes, as you say, it's definitely becoming a real issue for Irish organisations and employers. And age is one of the grounds that's protected under the Employment Equality Act. So the type of claims that we're seeing before the Workplace Relations Commission relate to promotion, recruitment and then retirement as well. So lots of interesting cases coming through in relation to candidates who were the best qualified not getting the jobs, or where employers realise someone's age then withdrawing job offers, or where employers have tried to mandatorily retire someone and then that's challenged, and the applicant can be successful if they can show that the employer did not have a retirement age in the contract of employment. So it'd be those kind of cases that we're seeing.
And is it difficult to prove that a decision like that, a promotion for example, is being made or is not being given on the basis of age? Is it difficult to make that link?
It can be quite difficult, yes, because the onus is on the person who brings the claim to show that there is a prima facie case of discrimination. So if an employer has been very careful with their recruitment process, has kept very careful notes, and has shown that the decision was made on objective criteria other than the person's age, then the applicant will be in a difficult position. So employers will get into difficulties where they don't have good record keeping, or where they show that perhaps there was some subjective criteria involved in making the decision.
And why then, or what are the issues rather for people as they're getting older in the workplace? Are there physical issues?
Yeah, sometimes, there may be health and safety issues, but I think, you know, we're all living longer and we're getting healthier, and people do, contrary to the results of that survey that we carried out, I think eventually people will wish to stay in the workplace longer. And so employers will need to adapt and recognise that that will happen. Employees will want to stay in the workplace for a variety of reasons, whether it be increased living costs, or perhaps they don't have the retirement fund they had anticipated. They may still have children in education. And so employers need to adapt their workforces or workplaces if necessary, if there are any health and safety issues, or they need to be prepared to offer more flexible working patterns to allow people to perhaps look after their caring responsibilities in addition to their work. Employees also need to have a think about their plans. They need to plan appropriately. And I think employees need to recognise that they may not be able to stay in exactly the same job for the rest of their lives. And so retraining and upskilling is very important.
Is technology an issue for older employees?
Yes, I think, well, certainly anecdotally, I mean, our survey did show also that 61% of those surveyed believe that older workers are inhibited by technological advances. Now, whether that's an issue for unconscious bias or whether a reality, you know, it remains to be seen. But certainly with technological advances in the workplace, it is something that all employees, regardless of age, need to make sure that they're keeping up with.
What about younger people managing older colleagues? Is that an issue, do you think?
Well, again, the survey would suggest that it may be, and that about 58% said that it is difficult for younger employees to manage older employees.
It's very
so
high.
It is high. Again, it could be an element of unconscious bias. You know, they perceive it to be difficult when the reality may not be the case. It could be something also that could be addressed through training at work. And for all of these age-related issues, I think training really is a key focus for employers, or certainly should be, you know, to train employees at all stages to have respect for each other, whether that be, you know, working together as colleagues or training people of different ages.
Just finally then, what about mandatory retirement age? Is that something that we should look at?
Yeah, definitely. So Ireland doesn't have a mandatory retirement age in the private sector, but the legislation, the Employment Equality Act does allow for employers to impose mandatory retirement age usually through the contract, as long as it can be objectively justified. So that's where employers really need to consider, if they have a retirement age in their contract, do they have an objective justification for that particular age that they have chosen? And they should take some time to consider that and record their decision making, whether it be at a board meeting or some kind of executive management meeting, because without that objective justification, then that retirement age could be called into question.
All right, Catherine Flynn, Head of Employment and Benefits at William Fry, thank you very much for joining us this evening.